I was saved when I was 20 years old. I had gone to church. I knew God's plan of salvation. I had people praying for me and telling me that I was a sinner. But I couldn't see where I was a sinner because I was a good daughter, I was a good wife, and a good mother. And I was not going to confess that I was a sinner under no condition. But I kept going to Sunday school and church. I kept studying the Bible. Went to training union. And people kept telling me, Betty, you were born a sinner. And you have got to ask God to come into your life. Well, okay. I had God. I thought I had God in my life. I thought I had God in my life. I thought I had peace. So I just kept going on. I said, no, I am not going to make a public confession that I am a sinner. So one week, an evangelist came to my church. And my husband and I didn't go until the very last night, which was on Friday. And my mother-in-law had called and told me, Betty, you're missing some good messages. You need to come here, brother so-and-so. I said, okay, we'll be there tonight. And I was very upset that she was telling me that I had to go to church at that night. And I said, okay, we'll be there. Well, my day was all topsy-turvy. Nothing went right. I was so mad, so angry. So when my husband came home, I told him, well, I guess we better go to church tonight. He's okay. Well, during the day, I had made my plans that what I was going to do. And I had told God. Now, God, I know I'm number one on that church list. And they're going to try to pray me to go forward and confess I'm a sinner. Well, I'm not going to do that. When they give that invitation, I'm going to have my daughter in my arms. And when she starts to fuss, I'm going to take her down to the nursery. And I'm going to just remove myself. And I am going to fool them all. I'm not going down that aisle. And I am not going to confess that I am a sinner, because I'm not. So they had the invitational, and the song was, Come Just As You Are. And the evangelist, his message was, I don't remember anything but this. He was up there on the pulpit, and he looked out in the congregation, and he said, you know, there's some of you are sitting out there. You have been taught the plan of salvation. You've been prayed for. You've been told you've been a sinner. But you said, no, I'm not. I'm not a sinner. I'm a good person. And he said, you know, one of these days you're going to die. And you're not going to be with God. You're going to go to the other direction. And he stood up there and he raised his arms up. And he said, you know what? You're going to be looking up to God and say, Lord, save me. And you know what? He's going to say, I can't. It's too late. So I got to thinking, maybe I had better have some second thoughts about this. So when the invitation started, come just as you are, I had my daughter in my arms, and she started to cry, and my mother-in-law was behind me, and she jerked my daughter out of my arms and went down to the nursery. And there I was standing. I had no place to go, only down that aisle. And I nudged my husband. I said, shall I go tonight? He said, I can't tell you that. It's between you and God. I said, well, get out of my way. I'm going. And I walked out, and it was a long aisle down to the altar. And when I stepped out into that aisle, I started crying. And I cried like my heart was broke. And I couldn't understand. Just couldn't understand why I couldn't quit crying. I went down to the altar. I led another couple and a lady behind me. And after the song ended, my minister came down and he said, "Do any of you have anything to say?" And I said, "Yes." I feel like that I am a sinner, and I have asked God to forgive me, and I have asked Him to come into my heart because I want His peace. And I said, for the first time in my life, I feel like a feather in the breeze. I feel like that God has come into my heart, and He has given me His peace. And I just want my testimony to reach out to people that God loves you. It's not too late for you to ask God to come into your heart. Because to survive nowadays, you've got to have God as your anchor. And I just ask Him every day that He will lead, guide, and give me directions for the day and use me for His grace and His glory. I lost my husband after 52 years, had a wonderful marriage, and when he passed away, I asked God to take me too. I did not want to leave. I didn't want to live. But you know, God had told me that His strength is sufficient, that He'd take care of me. I said, "Lord, I'm going to put You to the test. I don't want to live no more. I can't go on this way. Now You have got to give me strength to pull myself up and to go on, just You and me." And I'm here today because I live every day with God's faith that He is going to take care of me. No matter what is ahead of me, I know He's going to give me the strength to get through these trials and tribulations. And I just pray that He's using me to talk to you, that He loves you, and He's waiting for you. He wants to come into your heart, but you've got to open the door. You've got to let Him in. Amen. You know, I'm 81 years old, and I can look back in my life. God has done, He put my husband and I out there on that highway to travel. We didn't know where we were going. We didn't know what we were going to do. But from day one, I said, "Lord, You put us out here on the highway. You've got to lead, guide, and direct us. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know where we're going." We had the most wonderful time of our life. Met the most wonderful people. They still call me. We correspond. We are sisters in Christ. You know, I am so close to my Christian friends. We are sisters in Christ. Mm-hmm. And there is a bond that cannot be broken. Mm-hmm. There is a bond. And we need to support each other, which we do. I had a friend come to see me this summer. A wonderful Christian friend. She called me last week, told me how she missed me and she needed to talk to me. And we need our Christian friends. And we need to reach out to the lost. We cannot just stay with our Christian friends. We have to get out and reach the lost. And I just ask God that He's using me every day for His servant. I want Him to use me because He's kept me here for 81 years. And I just love Him, and He loves you too. God loves us all. But that's my testimony. And like I said, it's what's in my heart.